Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The center fielder, Herb Noren. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Seth Moorhead. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Seth Moorhead. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Gray. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapulski, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noren strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall moves to third. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to third. Neal moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Demeter strikes out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hodges is walked intentionally. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rapulski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Noren. Rapulski reaches second base with a double. Gilliam scores. Neal scores. Hodges goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Dick Gray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman now pitching. John Rosporo pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Rapulski moves to third. Gray moves to second. John Rosporo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosporo is walked intentionally. Duke Snyder pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gilliam now playing second base. Charlie Neal now playing shortstop. John Roseboro now catching. Duke Snider now playing left field. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hillman bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rapolski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rapolski strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Gilliam covering, for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro strikes out. One out. Duke Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive towards the mound. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive towards the mound. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Averill. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Rip Rapolsky. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gray strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing right field. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Herb Noren batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Noren is 0-for-3 in the game. Noren hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wally Moon pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moon bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to second. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Snider scores. It's Cubs, 5, Dodgers, 5. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to third. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Fowler now pitching. Earl Averill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley bunts towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Hodges moves to second. One out. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Marshall is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Roseboro for a passed ball. Marshall moves to third. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morin is 0-for-4 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Fairley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fairley. Marshall scores. Altman scores. Banks moves to third. Morin moves to second. It's 7-5, Cubs. Clem Labine now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson is walked intentionally. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Al Dark. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson now playing third base. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Elston now pitching. Norm Larker pinch hits for Clem Labine. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Larker strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 5. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.